The leadership of the governing Civic Democratic Party on Tuesday bowed to pressure from the newly emerged faction surrounding party rebel Vladimir Tlusti. Party leader and Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek announced that the party would try to revise its planned tax reform in line with Mr. Tlusti's proposal. The Prime Minister has thus given his loudest critic a chance to call the shots, which some observers say could either make him or break him. Daniela Lazareva has more.
Only several weeks ago, former Finance Minister Vladimir Tlusti was an isolated figure in the Civic Democratic Party, a rebel who was expected to come to heel when it came to the crucial vote on the government's reform package. But Mr. Tlusti has proved a tough opponent. In a matter of days, he'd lined up over a dozen party MPs behind him and threatened to boycott the reforms and bring down the government if his proposals for fiscal reform were not incorporated in the government's reform package. The said proposal envisages decreasing corporate tax from 24% to 19% and slashing income tax either down to 19% or 12%, which would be calculated from a super gross wage. This, Mr. Tlusti said, was in line with the Civic Democratic Party's election promises, and anything less would amount to a betrayal. Only last week, the Prime Minister scoffed at the idea. Given the present political circumstances, the idea that the Civic Democrats are in a position to push through their own radical reform plans is ridiculous, Mr. Topolánek said. But on Tuesday, he was singing a different tune, and he put Vladimir Tlusti on a team of negotiators who are expected to do just that. The party's coalition partners, the Christian Democrats and the Greens, have expressed surprise at the unexpected U-turn and are clearly reserved about the possibility of reaching agreement on a major tax overhaul at this late hour. However, they seem to understand that the Prime Minister does not really have a choice but to let his chief rival persuade them to accept a more right-wing reform programme. If he does not, the government would fall, since the Prime Minister has linked its future to the proposed reforms. The question is whether that is not part of the high-stakes game that Vladimir Tlusti is now playing. Political commentator Jiří Pehe says the Prime Minister is fighting for his political future.
I think that the Prime Minister is really under threat, and he knows that Mr. Tlusti on this particular point is not joking. He is prepared to veto the reform package, and I would argue that this is not because of the economic substance of the package, but because Mr. Tlusti, previously a very important figure in the Civic Democratic Party, has been sidelined by Mr. Topolánek, and he's basically playing for his political life, or he's trying to revive his chances of becoming again one of the top figures in the Civic Democratic Party. On the other hand, Mr. Topolánek, of course, is also playing for his political future, because he knows very well that if the reform package were to be rejected and the government were to fall, he would probably not be asked by the president to form yet another government, so his political future would probably be seriously threatened.
And that was political analyst Jiří Pehe, ending that report by Daniela Lazareva.